and thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. And welcome to episode 10 of season 2 here on Weekend Warriors Hockey. If you do have any show topic ideas or any feedback, please email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and joining me as usual are the Chief Executive Warrior, Rick Parisi, and the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Head Coach, Rob Boyle. Today, we are also welcoming back Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Goalie Coach, Mike De Laverne. How's everybody doing today?
Excellent.
Awesome.
It's just another day in paradise.
Awesome. Good. Well, again, thanks, Rick and Rob, for joining me as usual. And welcome back to the show, Mike. Thanks so much for coming back on the show. For those who haven't listened or don't remember, we had Mike back way early in season one, along with Ian, another goalie coach for Weekend Warriors Hockey. And we talked a little bit about goalies back then. So we wanted to kind of jump back into that and maybe talk a little bit more about goalies to give both the perspective of goalies to other goalies and also of goalies to, you know, players that are playing D and forward. So we'll talk about some different things today. So before we do that, though, Mike, you want to go ahead and remind the listeners a little bit about your playing background and your coaching background?
For sure. So I'm Mike De Laverne. I'm from Pawling, New York, which a lot of people have no idea where that is. It's a little town about an hour and a half north of New York City. Born and bred East Coast boy. As for playing career, I started when I was 4 playing goaltender. So it's been the past 25 years at all different levels, at all different places around the East Coast. Started in juniors in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Fortunate enough to win a championship there. Then I got to live the American dream, as they say, and play some college hockey up in Buffalo and just keep on living the dream. I actually played 3 years minor professional out in Huntsville, Alabama, and was very fortunate enough to win 2 more championships there. So it's been a wild ride, and it's something I love. Now that I'm retired, it's mainly in the coaching aspect for me. It's a way for me to stay in the game and teach people of all ages, whether it's, you know, a little young kids at the age of 4 or even adults. I think the oldest one we've had was in his 70s. So it's just fun for me to share my experiences and my knowledge of the game that I learned over the past 25 years and teach it to people.
And we'll try and put some of that knowledge to the test today as we kind of talk about some goalie stuff. So I did want to start out and maybe talk a little bit about goalie equipment. So oftentimes, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, goalies come to hockey, a lot of hockey players as adults and haven't played growing up. So they're probably not as familiar with a lot of the ins and outs with equipment. Plus equipment does change, just like playing styles change. So are there any tips that you might have for a new or a returning adult hockey player who's looking into buying some goalie equipment?
Well, I think our three main concerns as a goalie, no matter what age, is, you know, we don't want to get hurt. We want to stop the puck, and is it going to hurt my wallet? I know goaltending could be an expensive sport. So as for, we don't want to get hurt, we got to make sure that everything's sized correctly. And the way I would do that is, you know, go to your local hockey shop and ask people, right? You have people that work at those stores. Most of them usually have a goalie section. They have the knowledge to and expertise in that field. So I would definitely go in and try everything on. We can, like I said, get the appropriate size. Just as Carey Price, who's 6'4", wears, you know, this size, whether it's leg pad, it doesn't mean me or a lot of goalies you see that are 5'10", they're not going to wear the same pads.
Yeah. So what about like things? So I know I have a few friends that I talk to that are goalies, and they actually go through quite a bit of used equipment. They tend to buy it online and things like that to find the right gloves and blockers and things like that. Is it really that big of a difference between different brands and feel and things like that as a goalie's trying to get used to their equipment?
Yeah, I think different companies, and you know, they all make a different style, right? You either have your straight leg pads that are super stiff, and you know, for us older guys, it's maybe not the way we want to go, right? We want something that moves a little more with our body and things like that. But again, it all relates back to, am I going to play stand up more? Am I going to use my butterfly? And the technology now, they have everything to have us fitted in the way we want and to the way it's designed to work.
And Mike, what risks do especially adult league players have when their pads aren't fitted correctly? So I bought these online. Yeah, they're a little bit bigger than I normally wear, but I got a great deal on them. What risk do they run, or what possible injuries do they face when they get faced with a situation like that?
That's a great question, Boiler. So the biggest thing is, like you said, if my pads don't fit correctly, they're a little too big. So the pad is designed for your knee to land on the center of the knee block, right? And if we don't have that, we risk of actually smashing our knee directly on the ice, again, resulting in injury there. We can also, when we're in our butterfly, okay, maybe stretch a little too far because something's too big. It's not designed to work that way. So now you're risking injury in your groins and your legs and your knees. It's just something we really don't want to get involved in, especially, I mean, I went through it in my 20s and in college injury, right? I couldn't imagine what it'd be like 50s and 60s.
So, you know, following up on that, Rob, have you, you know, in your career run across eight goalies that you've, whether it's younger kids or even adults or some of the other higher levels that you played with, have guys that had ill-fitting goalie equipment that caused issues?
Oh, I've certainly seen it. I've probably seen it more with kids than I have adult. I mean, I don't know how to fit anybody in goalie equipment, full disclosure. But you can tell when something doesn't fit right. But I've seen it more with kids than I have with adults, which is also can be obviously very scary and damaging for a young goaltender. And they might not love it as much if they're not in the right gear or, you know, something's not working properly. It could be a real detriment to developing someone as a goaltender and developing goaltenders, especially in some non-traditional hockey market areas is very key because, you know, there's only so many people that are going to get in the net.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, I mean, Mike hit it at the very beginning was the cost of playing goalie. I don't know what a set of leg pads cost. I know they cost more than a pair of player skates, the highest end player skates, you know, right? Probably more than $1,000, maybe crazy more than that.
Probably.
So if you're an adult and you're getting into playing, going to buy that stuff without having the proper fitment could set you back a few $1,000. You know, you may not enjoy it and you may get injured and it may turn you off from hockey. So certainly sage advice to get it fitted properly as best you can. And then you're going to do what everybody else does and find the feel that makes you feel the best.
I'd rather pay the extra money on a pair of pads than paying the money to go have knee surgery. So,
yeah, you know.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe that... So as you age as well, is that a thing goalies would have to worry about is as they, you know, most of us get a little bit larger as we age, our metabolism slows down. We maybe aren't as flexible or able to do things we used to be able to do. So maybe a guy who had a certain set of goalie equipment or something like that 10, 15 years ago, and now is getting back into it. Do you find in your travels that that's something with adults that they have to basically kind of start over again with different equipment? They can't just necessarily pull out the old stuff.
Yeah, I mean, 100% there. And I wouldn't necessarily say that's because of the size. I think a prime example is even when I first started playing goaltender, right? You had your Martin Brodeurs, your Dominic Hasek who played this style where it was almost, okay, what can I do to get in front of this puck? Do I roll around? Things like that. And now if you look at the technology in legs pads now, it's night and day, right? The game has evolved. The position has evolved into this new stuff that makes doing the things we're teaching and playing this new style of goaltending a lot easier. Where if you're wearing those pads from 15, 20 years ago, they're not designed to do these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that kind of actually leads into the next question I had, if we're good on the kind of the equipment side of stuff, guys. And that is kind of techniques that older goalies may not be aware of. And I know you guys, as we talked last episode that we had you on about, was you guys try and make sure that you adapt your training to the people that are in camp. But, you know, is there stuff out there that, you know, in your experience, even's changed in the last 4 or 5 years that goalies that come to camp just aren't aware of? You know, how do they learn that stuff?
So, for me, the biggest thing I have to say that goalies might not realize is that to be a goaltender, you have to be a great skater. You have to be great on your inside edges, right? You have to have great control of your body, things like that. And especially with the game the way the game is now, it's changed to a point where, okay, how can I be more efficient of doing something to put me in the way? A prime example is at camp, I try to simplify everything. And I think I could say this for Ian as well, where okay, you might not want a butterfly. You could play stand up, but if I can get myself in position with my feet and we do that by a lot of skating drills, it's going to set me up for a lot more success.
Yeah. And Mike, I learned something a couple years ago, and maybe you could talk about this a little bit, but the hollow on goalie skates has changed, right? Didn't it used to be like a 3/4 inch or 1 inch, and now they're going deeper, right? To get more edge work and get across faster.
I think that can rely. I mean, everyone's different, right? I know people that have done 1 inch, and personally myself, when I was younger, I did even sharper than a 1/2 inch, right? So 3/8, which is what a lot of forwards use and things like that. But that's, you'll find that with personal preference. The problem is with a really sharp skate, okay, maybe I can't slide in my shuffles as much, but I'm going to get a lot better bite in my butterfly down on my knees. It's just something that we need to work with. And I mean, test everything out, right? It costs, I don't know, $10 to sharpen your skates. Maybe you'll find something you love.
And then what would you say would you say there is a big challenge, especially when you have some goalies that come to you after years of playing goalie, but kind of getting some new techniques and things like that of playing maybe a little bit different style that you teach or that you might recommend to them to do? I mean, what are the challenges they face?
So for me personally, I'm not trying to change anybody's games. I know growing up when I was a goaltender, I would hate when a goaltender coach would try to tell me, okay, you got to change your game, right? We're all different. We all have our own styles. What I try to do is, okay, maybe if you can take this situation, right, you want to play stand up, like I said before, okay, add a simple butterfly into that stand up, things like that. But I'm not going to turn a stand up goalie into a butterfly goalie and vice versa, right? It's just not where we want to be. And it's just, you're doing that for a reason, right? It could be maybe you're a little injured. I'm not going to take a guy that has bad knees and tell him, okay, it's time to stay on the knees.
Yeah.
But if we can add one or two thing into that, it can make us a lot more successful.
Yeah. Mike says that like at the beginning when we're doing our introductions. And I think it's comforting for the goalies. Although we had the one guy in Ann Arbor who said, you know, I want you to change me. And that's fine. Like, you know, like some guys are like, hey, you know, I want to change, but you know, some guys are like, hey, I'm doing stand up because I just don't have the knees or the hips or whatever to do that butterfly stuff and just make me a better stand up goalie, you know?
Yeah. I mean, with that being said too, right? You have, look in the NHL, you have a guy like, let's say Jonathan Quick, right? Very agile, does splits and things like that. And then you look at a guy like Carey Price, very calm, cool, collective, usually never out of position, things like that. I mean, we're all unique people. And I think that's why a lot of people are drawn to the goaltending position is because it's unique and you get to have cool gear and things like that. You can really bring out somebody's personality.
Yeah. I think I've said it before. I'd love to play goalie. I just would not be allowed to buy the gear from the head of the household. So I think that's, you know, an encouraging kind of conversation we just had for any goalies who might be listening to this. Hopefully there's some and who are kind of like, well, I don't know if I'd fit in at a camp. As the goalie coaches take the time to individually and personally address the guys, the gals that are out there skating and playing to what they're good at and what they're capable of doing, and then adjusting a few things here and there. So, which I think is good, you know, for the players that might come to camp. Does that sound right?
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head right there.
Okay. All right, good. Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to go over specifically, Mike, with anything with goalies, goalie equipment, off-ice training, anything like that before I kind of get into kind of the last thing that I wanted to ask you about?
Yeah. So as for equipment, like we said before, don't think you have to go out and buy the top of the line, brand new stuff, right? Like I said, you can find a lot of used gear that's even a couple years old. People are selling stuff all the time to get new things. So you can find it really cheap and it's just an easy way to find what you like. And with that being said too, every pro shop that sells goalie gear, they allow you to go in and try them on as well. So try them on and see what you really like.
Goalie gear, is it similar to what I see in player gear, which is every year, every brand and, you know, line of sticks is new every single year. And there's some new technology, some new something another within that line. And it comes out every summer, the new, you know, new, whatever it is goalie gear kind of the same? Are you seeing that the turnover is just so rapid with whether it's technology or, you know, new things that goalies kind of get sucked into?
Yeah. I mean, you see a lot of that, right? Like, so now they have this speed skin, which makes you slide better and things like that. But at the same time, if you can find gear that's maybe 2 or 3 years old, that has ideally the same technology, might be one or two little things, that's not going to change your game much. But like I said, we can't anything 10 years old is again, so a little bit too old. The way the games evolve, the positions evolve, that if you stay within that 2 to 3 year range old, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Mike, would you say that you could, it's okay to buy used gear. It's just the most important thing is that it's not, well, too outdated, but that it fits you, right? It needs to fit you properly.
It needs to fit you the right way. We just don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, I cut you off there kind of mid into kind of the game. You're going to talk something about the game, a gameplay before I hit you with the question.
No, I was just going to say for like goalies out there, if there's one thing we could really work on, it's you want to maybe improve your game or step up your game is one, it's skating, right? We want to skate, get really good on our feet. Like I said, I tell goalies this every camp, and Rick can probably attest for this, is if I can get where I got to be on my feet and I'm square, I have a lot better chance of stopping the puck than if I'm not square, right? Oh, we want to make our job a lot easier.
Absolutely. As a shooter, and I work with Mike at the camps a lot, you know, shooting, we do drills where we pass across, you know, so the goalies are working on their angles. And with the as a shooter, especially if I have a big goalie, like if he's in position, I got nothing, you know? I mean, it's really hard to find a spot on a guy who's a big guy and in good position, even a mediums to large size guy, and is in the right position. Mostly it's when they're not lined up correctly or not getting there quick enough.
With skating, is there any connection to if a goalie were to have player skates or inline skates or something like that, can you improve without having to put all your equipment on and go out to the rink for stick and puck or something like that? Are goalies able to work on the skating techniques that you guys talk about with player skates or inline skates or anything like that?
Personally, I would stay away from player skates. The way they're designed is, you know, a goaltending skate's a little flatter and you're pitched forward. It's not as much rock as a player skate. But what I would do is one thing, focus on flexibility. That's the number one way to stop us from getting injured. The other thing a lot of goaltenders don't realize is one, we need to have great balance. That's when we're transferring our weight and things like that. So anything with a balance, you know, single leg work, things like that, it's going to help us a lot on our feet. You don't need to put on your gear on. You can go to free skate where you skate in circles and work on your edge work and things like that. Because a lot of goalies don't realize that we are on our inside edge probably more than 75% of the time, right? We use that inside edge for everything, and you don't need all your gear to practice your skating.
Okay, cool. I didn't realize that. I mean, I haven't seen too many people out at whether it's public skate or stick and puck or anything like that, but goalies just working on their skating. And I know it's tricky in pickup and in a game, you don't really get to work on the things you want to work on. So you do have to find that time to work on your skating outside of games and stuff like that. So awesome.
It's like that for most adult league players though. Like, you know, when do they have the time? That's why they come to camp. When do they have the time to go work on that stuff? And we've mentioned that before, public skating is a great way to do it. One of the things I tell the players is, you know, they have a 3-minute warm-up before their game. What's everybody do? What do you do, Austin, for your warm-up? What's the first thing you do when you get on the ice for your game?
Taking shots.
Exactly. You're going to take it. You're going bar down. You're going bar down. Trying to go bar down. It goes off the glass, makes the big noise. Why not take the first minute and just go side to side and work on edges? Why not just go like on your pivots, your edges, inside, outside? It doesn't take very long. You know, when I do play now, like, and I said this, I think a couple weeks ago, I have to get warmed up. I just can't go out there and play anymore. I'm a little older. My body's got some issues and I have to get warmed up. And that's what I do. I mean, my hands still work. I know I can still shoot, but I need to get my skates in the ice. And so it's the same for players, same for goalies. If you can get, the more you can get your skates on, the better. And try to find every opportunity you can to do that, but stop going bar down. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you specifically.
I know. I'm hitting the glass.
You have no outside edge. You have no outside edge. You need to work on that.
You're right. You're not wrong. So I guess that does lead to a good question. Well, here's what I observe with goalies. A lot of times they get out on the ice. We have 3 minutes. I don't know why that's what everybody gets, but we get 3 minutes as well. They're stretching for the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds and then trying to get some shots, which most of them go off their face, because the guys that are shooting at them are trying to score and not warm up the goalie. Is there anything, Mike, you'd recommend maybe stretching before, active stretching before you get on the ice, and then working on certain things once you have that 3 minutes?
So the first thing is a big no-no is never stretch cold. That's the worst thing you can do for your body, right? Because now you're taking these tight muscles and stretching them in ways that, okay, it's probably going to hurt because it's so tight. We could do it something dynamic. If you're going to do that off the ice, do something dynamic, get your feet going, get your heart rate up, things like that. When we step on the ice, it should go, okay, back to my simple skating, whether it's start with shuffles, T pushes, butterfly slides, butterfly shuffles, and then maybe hop in the net, that kind of thing. It's really doing nothing for us when, okay, I'm cold, I'm going to hop in a net. I'm really not going to move. I'm just going to try to catch 5 pucks and then get in the shoulder and the head and guys just miss the net, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So you would definitely recommend once you get out there, start working on those skills that you need to be in the right place at the right time, and then take a few shots if you can.
Exactly. But
coming out there cold and then stretching for 3 minutes is not what you would recommend.
That's okay. For sure.
I think he was talking to you specifically again when he said hitting the goaltender in the shoulder.
Well, I usually miss the net, so they don't have to worry about that.
Well, I think that the problem is that shooters are trying to warm themselves up and they're not thinking about warming the goalie up. They think they're warming the goalie up, but they're not taking, like, goalies, you want shots that are like, you know, shoot to my glove, shoot to my blocker, make me do little things. Don't, you know, shoot to my pads, just feel the rubber, right? I mean, isn't that what you're trying to do with a goalie warm up?
Yeah, I guess you want to feel it. We also want to get our eyes moving, right? We talk a lot about camp, about tracking the puck. Right. I always want to follow the puck with my eyes. If you can see it, you have a lot better chance of stopping it. That's the mentality I like to say to goalies of all ages. So again, get those eyes moving, follow the puck around, things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense, but something none of us do. So, but Rob, I promise I will try what you recommended at least once.
You better.
All right. All right. Well, Mike, anything else that you wanted to touch on before I kind of get over to some camp stuff with what you fellows have been up to and what you're about to go do? Anything else?
No, I think that's it. We covered the
biggest part of everything. Awesome. Well, thanks. Definitely appreciate the insights. I know a little bit more about goalies now, and hopefully the listeners out there do as well. So, all right. So Rick and Rob, you guys just got back. And Mike, did you go to Southern California too? Sounded like you did. Yeah. So the three of you just got back from Southern California. And then before that, you hit Ann Arbor, Michigan. Anything you guys, feedback from those camps or anything?
You know, it's two good locations. We had good groups in both. Ann Arbor, it's always one of our favorite stops. You know, the rink treats us really well. And then in Southern California, we were at a new rink, Great Park Ice in Irvine. It's the practice facility, the Anaheim Ducks. So like beautiful facility. And we actually had a really good group out there. My highlight of the camp, though, was the fact that we went to a restaurant on Saturday night for our banquet. And we went in there, we ate our meal, we had fun, we talked. And at the end of the night, all I had to do was pull out my credit card and pay the bill, because we have been having so many issues with, like, places not having servers because they can't take a group. So it was really refreshing to just have our normal banquet where we just go and have fun and at a restaurant. So that's probably not the highlight for most people, but it was for me.
What do you mean? Applebee's 3 nights in a row wasn't a highlight?
Yeah. There's no Applebee's, so we couldn't, you know, there's no Applebee's.
Well, that's too bad. For those that haven't been to camp, man, it's just packed with stuff. And the last thing you want to do is a hassle on that Saturday night, you know, when everybody's really pretty drained by that point, and you still got to get up in the morning and go skate again. So that's good news. So, okay. So, and then you've got, St. Louis coming up August 5th through the 8th, Morristown, New Jersey, August 19th to the 22nd, and then Washington, DC, the 26th through the 29th of August. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And we are, the St. Louis camp is a brand new rink. Also, it's called Centene Community Ice Center. And that is the practice facility of the St. Louis Blues. So we'll be there looking forward to that rink.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's going to be a busy month. And is there any other camps out there you want to highlight to anybody maybe that you need help with?
Yeah. Well, as long as you brought it up, I just sent a newsletter out today. Our Shelton, Connecticut camp, I don't know what's going on, but we had 10 skaters and one goalie. As of this morning, I sent out a newsletter letting people know we need to get that up to 20 or we can't have that camped. And actually two people signed up today. So hopefully we'll get a few more. We're going to make a decision on that by August 6th. I told people. So hopefully, that one will work out.
All right. I'll try and get this sucker turned around and out. So if anybody's listening, they can go, oh crap, that's a camp I wanted to go to. And maybe they can get out to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. It's a great camp. Love the rink. Well, you know, love that facility and everything. It's a nice town. So it's cool.
You always talk fondly about that camp. So, all right. Well, awesome. Thanks, fellas. Thanks, Rick and Rob. Rob, any final comments from the coaching perspective you want to throw out there today?
No, I'll just reiterate what Rick said. I thought we had two really good groups in both places. You know, the locations, again, they are Ann Arbor is a favorite, and Southern Cal was nice. Mike was all excited because he got to go see the Pacific Ocean, and that was something new for him. So
cool.
When we got there, he didn't want to go in. So I mean, I don't know.
Same thing as the Atlantic, just stare at some water.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
It's cold out there.
No, it was a great time. Looking forward to getting to St. Louis. It's been a couple of years since we've been back there. I know we were supposed to be there last year, but looking forward to seeing the rink and hopefully seeing some familiar faces.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Awesome. Well, Rick, any final thoughts?
Nope. That's pretty much sums it up for me.
All right. And then of course, Mike, thanks so much for joining us. For the goalies listening out there, if you have any questions or anything like that, we'd be happy to bring Mike or Ian or any of the other goalie coaches on anytime, to talk about goalie stuff. So, shoot us an email. And then of course, if something comes up, Mike, that you find to be a trend and you want to talk about, by all means, we'll have you back. So otherwise, like with most goalies, we'll put you out of sight, out of mind for a while.
Just save us for last.
Yeah, we'll save you for next season or something like that.
Scored on. That's all.
That's right.
Just stop the puck.
Stop the puck.
Just stop the puck. Awesome. It's that easy. It's simple.
Right on. Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks fellas. Definitely appreciate you joining me today. We do hope everyone enjoyed the episode. And again, if you do have any ideas for topics or questions, please do contact us info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we do love to read any responses or listener questions on the air. And until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.